AR-165 will be located approximately 8 miles south of the Oregon Inlet buoy. A retired 140-foot steel hull vessel and a couple thousand tons of concrete pipe will be sunk at the 160-acre site, which is circular in shape. An additional 6,000 tons of concrete pipe and possibly another ship would be added in a second phase. The artificial reef site will provide a fishing spot for local anglers and habitat for commercially valuable fish.
Essentially, north of Hatteras, we're fairly limited in the amount of natural hard bottom or live bottom structure that occurs.
Jason Peters is the artificial reef coordinator with the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries.
The benefit here is to provide some of those hard bottom habitats closer to shore so folks can get to them without having to have a really large boat or a whole day. It just makes that fishing opportunity more accessible for residents and for visitors.
The Division of Marine Fisheries awarded a two-year $882,000 grant for the construction of the reef. The project is primarily funded through the sale of coastal recreational fishing licenses as well as local matching funds and donations. Construction on the artificial reef won't begin until permits from the Coastal Area Management Act and the Army Corps of Engineers are approved. Peters says the project should begin construction in the fall. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.